Voyage of the Demeter by Bram Stoker. Adapted by Renee Johnson.
July 6th. At noon, we set sail for England with 9 souls aboard. 5 crewmen, 2 mates, a cook, and myself. July 16th. First mate reported a man missing. The men say there is something aboard and cross themselves often. July 17th. The watch reported a beautiful young woman walk past him in the night. Today we searched the entire ship from stem to stern and found nothing. The men went back to work cheerfully. July 22nd. Rough weather. All hands busy with the sails. The men seem to have forgotten their dread. July 24th. Last night another man went missing. The men are afraid to be alone and report strange noises in the night. There seems to be some doom upon this ship. July 28th. 4 days knocking about in a maelstrom. No sleep for any of us, and the men are worn out. July 29th. The night watch was nowhere to be found this morning. First mate and I agreed to go armed henceforth. July 30th, nearing England at last. 2 more men have gone missing. Only 4 of us left to sail the ship. August 1st, 2 days of fog. We seem to be drifting to some terrible doom. The men work tirelessly, resigned to the worst. August 2nd, midnight. I was wakened by a cry. No sign of the night watch, Lord help us! Only God can guide us in this fog, which surrounds us night and day. God seems to have deserted us. August 3rd. At midnight, I went to take the helm and found no one. I shouted for the first mate, who arrived looking wild-eyed and haggard. I fear his reason has given way. He leaned close and whispered to me.
I know what plagues us. On the watch last night, I saw him. A man, tall and ghastly pale. I could see the fog right through him, as if he were empty as the air. He saw me and mate to approach, but the sign of the cross deterred him. He spoke to me.
I thank you for your hospitality, sir. You and your captain have made the journey to England a comfortable one. Even now, I can feel how close we are. So close to my beloved, my darling. You shall be rewarded for your service. Everlasting life is within your grasp. You have but to accept it. If you refuse, your God cannot save you. I shall offer you as a present to my beloved for her first meal. The blood of a brave man is a heady elixir.
God protect us. We must not let him reach England. Don't you see? We bring death to this woman. He must be in the hold, perhaps in one of those boxes.
I'll unscrew them one by one and see.
He is stark raving mad, and there is no use trying to stop him. I can only remain here at the wheel and pen these notes. Meanwhile, I trust in God and wait until the fog clears. Our journey is nearly at an end now. From below, there came a scream which made my blood run cold. The first mate returned, a raving lunatic.
God save us before it is too late. Not one, but 4 demons sleep below. Only our deaths will save us from them.
Before I could move to seize him, He threw himself into the sea. My entire crew now lost. God help me. August 4th. Endless fog. In the dimness of night, I saw them with my own eyes. Lord help me. The first mate was right to jump. I am captain, and I must not leave my ship. If I do not survive, perhaps those who find this account may understand and act against these monsters. I shall tie my hands to the wheel, and upon them a crucifix which they dare not touch. Then, come good wind or foul, I will save my soul and my honor as captain. God, the Blessed Virgin, and all the saints, look after a poor, ignorant soul trying to do his duty.
Listening to Voyage of the Demeter from the novel Dracula by Bram Stoker, performed by the Post Meridian Radio Players. Featured in the play were James Scheffler as the captain, Michael McAfee as the first mate, and Ron Lacey as the count. Recording and post-production were by Neil Marsh. The studio technicians were Emma Lathan and Lisa Sturgeon, with production assistance by Alicia Goranson. Music was composed by Hans Zimmer. Voyage of the Demeter was adapted by Renee Johnson for Theater at First's production of John Matera's stage play, Dracula, directed by Michael Babish. This has been a Hub of the Universe production.